late on, I think it was Thursday night, they reached an agreement, and the resolution was to call for an immediate ceasefire. And at one point, it looked as if all the UN Security Council members, including the US, were signed up for that. But then at the last minute, there was a surprise when the Americans pulled out and abstained rather than voted for it. So there was a sort of vote 14-4 and one abstention. And that weakened the resolution. And there's an argument that because of that, then the Israelis and Hamas were able to basically ignore it.
Was the effect of the US abstention the continued conflict in Gaza?
Well, you could argue that. If the US had been on board, then it would have been, I think, probably harder for Israel to continue. Maybe they would have continued anyway, but it would have been that bit much harder. By abstaining, it was effectively giving Israel a green light to continue.
Now, it seems that Condoleezza Rice, the US Secretary of State, received a last-minute phone call from George Bush. What was the series of events that led the United States to come to the decision that it was going to abstain from this vote?
Well, there's two conflicting versions, and this is embarrassing both for the White House and the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, because they're giving different accounts of it. Olmert, at a meeting on Monday night, speaking in Hebrew, so maybe thought it wouldn't be picked up, or maybe thought it was a small event, nobody would notice. But for whatever reason, he claimed that worried about this resolution. He phoned George Bush, who was making a speech in Philadelphia, pulled him off the podium 10 minutes before the vote was due to take place and says, "You can't do this." Bush says he didn't know anything about it, hadn't read the resolution, hadn't heard about it. And Olmert says, "Well, I have, and you have to pull it." And that's what happened. They abstained. The White House is now sort of disputing this and saying it's inaccurate. Either Olmert isn't telling the truth or the White House isn't telling the truth. Diplomats from other countries in the Security Council certainly seemed to uphold the Olmert version last Friday when they were sort of raking over the ashes of what had gone wrong. They seemed to support this version that Condoleezza Rice seemed embarrassed and being left sort of high and dry by the White House intervention.